Eamon O'Hara, Tourless Strand manager, disappointment ultimately this afternoon, 1 point loss to Ballintubber.
Yeah, disappointing is right. Bit of an arm wrestle out there. We didn't expect anything different. We didn't get anything different we hadn't planned for. Probably the sending off. Probably didn't expect that. A little bit of lack of discipline in terms of our tackling. Some lazy tackling. But overall, just very, very proud, I think. You know, when you look at the game, you can look at it emotionally and sort of say, well, we didn't get the rub of the green here or there. But, you know, we would have taken 3-1 against the Gale Force Breeze at halftime. We worked extremely hard. And in the second half, you know, when we just got a bit of a run at times, they were very, very cute to, you know, control the game. They just took ownership of the game every time we sort of got a bit of control on it. And we always seemed to be chasing it. And that was the disappointing thing of it. We never sort of imposed our game on our lads. Were a little bit timid at times in the first half. We weren't brave enough at times in the first half to take a man on. You know, we were just almost offloading for the sake of offloading it. Almost a fear that, you know, I didn't want to be the one that's going to cough up possession, and they didn't have that fluidity about them. But that's probably nervousness that comes into the game. I just think overall it's just disappointing that we just, you know, we got that close. And the loss of Gary was key. It's huge. When you didn't have Liam at the start, not having Brian Egan from a long-term break, and then again losing Gary, probably, you know, for me, probably when they're Sligo Tullow Strand's best players this year, it just made it a little bit thin up front.
At halftime, as you mentioned, you'd played into a strong breeze in the first half. 3-1 down at halftime was a decent position to be in.
Yeah, well, we knew that. Like, we had a plan that if we got the wind, we'd do one way, and then if we got against it, what we were going to do. You know, the matchups were right. You know, in the overall game, we only conceded 1 point from play, 5 frees. Two of those frees were one for indiscipline and another one just for a lazy pull of a jersey. We had talked about eliminating those small things, and they're the fine margins, you know. When scores are hard come by, you know, you cannot be lazy. You have to be really tuned in all the time, and I think that's what ultimately caught us. But you're right, at 3-1 at half time, the team talk was that we were quite happy where we were. We just need a little bit more strike runners going forward, and you know, we could have turned around in the second half, but we were just slow to do it, slow in that transition period, which was a little bit disappointing.
Couple of key moments throughout the game. You had two sendings off and all, but the key one, Shane Dunn, midway through the second half. How did you view that one?
I think you cannot argue. You could argue that it was non-intentional. It was, you know, the player, the Ballintubber player, kind of rolled out of it, and Shane came in with the arm. It was a probably high, clumsy tackle. I don't think there was never any intent in it. And the referee just made a call on it. We weren't getting those calls, and that's the reality. I think that could have been quite as easy as a yellow card. I think, you know what I mean, if I was to be pedantic about it, I could pick out an incident in the first half where one of our players was checked, the referee put his hand up, and he goes back and gives a yellow card. Now, if, you know what I mean, what are yellow cards and what are black cards nowadays? There's the arguments that you can have, but you cannot put it down to that. It did increase the workload, but we played probably a little bit better at that stage. We turned them over a couple of times. If a couple of calls probably were going our way, because whether Paddy felt that he was right or wrong, but I just didn't think we got the rub of the green overall with the referee. But you cannot argue the red card. They're really always 50-50, unless it was really, really clumsy or something, or if there was, you cannot say if it was intent or not. You just have to accept it.
You've been beaten by Castlebar the last couple of years in Connacht today. Does it feel like a missed opportunity today?
Yeah, I think there's an impression out there that Castlebar are the kingpins of Mayo football. Yeah, recently they are, but if you look over the last 10 years, I think both Ballintubber and Castlebar break 5-4 each in terms of county titles. So over the last 10 years, both teams have done well. So this is a very experienced Ballintubber team playing a very, very similar style of football to ourselves. And you know, you have to give them credit for performing as well as they did. So we were under no illusions that if they were the Mayo champions, they were worthy Mayo champions. And, you know, if the truth be told, they were probably just a touch better than us today. They were a little bit better. But we're just disappointed. I'm disappointed in, for example, and it's a little bit off the game itself. We've Keane Searles, he's an up-and-coming star at cornerback today. We couldn't start him today because of a minor B kind of competition that's been run. And we requested the game to be actually pulled last Friday, and Connacht Council claimed that they spoke with our secretary, whatever, as we put an email in, and we got no, like, you know, I was CC'd on that email and stuff like that, where it wasn't even acknowledged. Now, I asked one of them there today, and they said it was a minor competition, doesn't minor fixtures do not interfere with senior fixtures. Now, to be that narrow-minded and ignorant to actually come back and say that to somebody is just a disgrace, as far as I'm concerned. Because you've got clubs that are fighting and scraping and scrapping for players, and when you've got a minor that's down in UL trying to get on a freshers team, he has played 6 games since we played here in the county final 2 weeks ago, both at under 21 and minor, and minor B, and Connacht minor. And then for them to expect us to pick him on Sunday here today, after we played last Wednesday and last Friday, it's an absolute disgrace. And they're the fine margins that you talk about, having your strong players and having their strength, your strength and depth there. And I think, you know, that needs to be looked at. That, for me, that needs to be looked at. We just couldn't play him. We had to bring him on then. But, you know, it unsettles everybody. It unsettles when you have a settled team. You have to make decisions for the welfare of the players. And Connacht Council did not put player welfare to the forefront on a request from our club, which is disappointing.
The end of your 2018 season today, I mean, how do you reflect on the year? Third in a row, Sligo title, obviously one of the highlights.
Yeah, it is, and we're very respectful of that. You know, we really celebrated it. You know, people say it's, you know, it's a great achievement. It is a massive achievement. But we had said we'd love to do well in Connacht, and I think we kind of, I won't say underachieved, but we just haven't performed as well as we could have. It's an awful long, long way, and I can remember having this conversation last year. It's an awful long, long way to get back here again. A lot of you know, players, a lot of things will happen in life, and we just have to sort of regroup, refocus, and try and get back. But the highlight, yeah, it was getting the 3 in a row. Very, very proud of the lads, proud of the club. You know what I mean? Even in terms of our club this year, we you know, I say it's a timeline. We're going quite well, and with the minor spin and the Connacht B, the ladies winning their Connacht title yesterday, and us seniors here today. You know, the club is going in a very, very good direction, and it's been very well led by David Bailey, and you know, our sponsor, Bay Care, and Devonish Nutrition with the ladies, and Celtic Sheet Metal, you know, two lads from Turlestrand over in New York, doing very, very well for themselves, working very, very hard, and willing to support the club as well as they do. So we're very, very grateful for that. We have a good setup, but it's all down to the players, and they've given it their all this year. But just unfortunately for them, I'm disappointed that it just fell a little bit short.